2014, the year of victory over death and the manifestation of love. This is a History with God Ministries Godcast Network featuring Frank and Christina Sasso. Visit us online at ahistorywithgod.com for articles, links, prophetic words, prayer requests, and other awesome resources. Be sure to join our mailing list to receive your free daily devotion right in your email every morning. They are sure to comfort, inspire, teach, and even challenge you in your walk with the Lord. And now, let's join the host of this Godcast, Frank Sasso.
Hello, hello, this is Frank Sasso from A History with God Ministries, coming at you live today. Well, we're not really live, we're alive. Right, exactly. We'll come to you, though, regardless, from New Jersey, the state of righteousness. I'm right here with my awesomely beautiful wife, Christina. How are you today, Chris?
I'm great. Yeah, I'm good.
I feel great. We have a very interesting guest joining us today.
Really?
Yes, her name is Audrey Mason from the Kingdom Apostolic Prophetic International Ministry, KAPIM, website being KAPIM.today. And you know, it was only a couple of weeks ago, I just found out there was an extension named called Today.
Really?
Like .com, .org,
.net. I never heard that before.
.today. Never heard of that until couple of weeks ago.
Just like hashtag.
Hashtag. Let's not start that again, please. Hashtag. The number sign. The pound sign.
The pound
the
sign.
The tic-tac-toe board.
Right.
Audrey Mason, welcome to the Godcast.
Amen. Thank you, and thank you for having me today.
You're very welcome. So, you are a, what now, a prophetess?
Yes, I am a prophetess.
What does that mean?
Well, a prophetess is a woman that is called into the office of a prophet.
So that means, like, getting called into the principal's office?
Yeah, that's when you're in trouble.
Well,
what does that mean?
Well, I'm only trouble in the kingdom of darkness, not trouble for the people of God. So maybe you could say a spiritual terrorist somewhere, you know.
Okay, yes. That's cool.
There you go.
That's what it is.
But a prophetess does what?
What a prophetess does is that they speak the mind of God. God gives them the utterance to speak his mind. Hallelujah. And if anything that the Lord have to show to his people, he will use a prophet or a prophetess. Or if there is anything that needs direction, God will use a prophetess or a prophet to give that direction. So that's what a prophetess is.
Okay, so a prophetess is a female prophet.
Right.
You are very right.
I'm just trying to keep up here.
I knew that.
Very right, yes.
Now, I don't know if you picked this up, Chris, but I noticed a slight accent. Are you from Brooklyn?
No, I wish I was from Brooklyn. I thank God. I'm not from Brooklyn, but I'm originally from West Africa.
Okay.
Ghana, West Africa.
Ghana, West Africa.
The Gold Coast. That's where I am from originally.
And you are now in New Jersey, is that right?
No, I was born in West Africa, Ghana, but I live right here in New Jersey.
So how did that work out? What happened there?
Well, my mother decided to come to America, to the land of opportunity. And then when she came here, she was blessed. And so she brought all her children to come and live here in America. And I thank God that I'm here. I'm truly blessed.
We thank God you're here too. Now you have the office of the prophetess.
Yes.
How does that manifest? How does that come out in your ministry or in your life?
Well, it comes out in different ways. Mm-hmm. It depends on how God wants to speak through you to others.
Mm-hmm.
There are many times that he will show me things in dreams.
Mm-hmm.
There are times that he will speak to me audibly,
mm-hmm.
just as we are sitting here and God will just speak to me.
Right.
And there are times also that he opens your spiritual eye. Whether you are looking at somebody or you were looking at something, God will show you what is going on or what is going to happen. So it depends on how he wants to, you know, show you or wants you to relate.
So dreams, visions.
Dreams.
An audible voice.
Audible voice.
Okay.
And then sometimes, too, just opening your spiritual eyes to see, like I was seeing you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it depends on how he wants to do it.
So you actually hear an audible voice. Like you hear a voice.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
So describe that. What is that all about? Is it like someone actually talking to you, like in the natural?
it's not natural. It can be natural because God is spirit. But do you hear it clear what he's saying? It depends. But when he speaks audibly, you could just hear like someone was speaking to you, but it's different. It carries this power, this fire, this tender. Yeah. And you know when he's speaking
She's
to you.
She's getting all fired up.
It's different. Hallelujah. Yes, my whole body.
You're like waking up all of a sudden.
It's hot already. Amen. So, yes. So you actually hear him, but of course, it's not going to sound like I was speaking with you. It's a little different.
Interesting.
So how did you first realize that this was your anointing, your office?
Well, it wasn't until a little over 12 years ago, but prior to that, being young, even when I grew up in Africa, I will go with my grandmother to church and I will have dreams almost every night. Mm. And when I have those dreams and I saw something, it will come to pass. So I could say that, well, watch, you know, Auntie Doris will come into the house today, and then she will show up. Mm-hmm. Or watch and see there's going to be a misunderstanding or some disagreement or somebody was sick. Mm-hmm. But I don't believe that at that time from the Presbyterian Church, nobody knew what it was.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the only thing that my grandmother would say, because she raised me, you know, they'll call me in my local, you know, name and say, well, listen, if she says anything or if she sees anything, it will come to pass. Mm-hmm. So nobody knew what it was. And then even as I came to America as a teenager, I would tell them what kind of dreams that I had.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if somebody was going to be in danger or anything, I would see it. And when I tell them, it will happen. Mm-hmm. So my friends, you know, started saying, you know, we have to take it very serious. Mm-hmm. Because when she dreams, it will come to pass. Mm-hmm. So then I began to realize there was something different about me. Mm-hmm. But when I was young, I used to have a lot of demonic attacks as well. And it was because of the calling and the anointing that was over my life. But nobody could identify. But I thank God that even at that time, you know, he was protecting me.
Yes.
And so I will have these dreams. And I didn't know how to fight back or how to, you know, pray about it. Because I didn't have a clue what was happening. Mm-hmm. But about 12 years ago, the Lord began to show me certain things. And I went through so much in life. By then, I've gone through so much for my young age. And that I began to ask God what it was and began to have the sense of, what should I do if I'm seeing these things and they are happening? Mm-hmm. What should I do? Mm-hmm. You know, then the Holy Spirit ministered to me about prayer. Mm-hmm. But I just didn't even know what it was. I didn't really understand his voice when I'm hearing things and saying, I think somebody said something. I felt like I've been here before. I felt like I heard this before. But I didn't know that it was the Spirit of God.
Right.
Until after that time when I began to go through some things and then, you know, we joined a church that was like a praying church. Mm-hmm. And so as we're praying, then I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Here it comes.
So that changed everything.
Now you're playing with the big boys.
That changed everything. Like, I'm so hard talking right now. That changed everything, you know. Because I had dreams that I was speaking in tongues. Mm-hmm. And I told my girlfriend, I said, I had a dream and I was speaking in some language. It's very weird. He said, oh, the one that is speaking in the church. I guess, what language is that? Mm-hmm. But, you know, I didn't have anyone to really teach me, you know, so I began to pray about it. Mm-hmm. And I used to sit in the car. I had a desire to speak in tongues. And so a young minister said, listen, I believe you have a gift, but you have to be baptized, you know, by the Holy Spirit. This is prior before that, before getting the baptism itself. Mm-hmm. So I was sitting in the car and he said to me, just sit in the car and say, ma. So I would sit in my car for like an hour or two, and I'm going, ma, and nothing is happening.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
But when I had a dream that I was speaking in tongues, mm-hmm. it was just one day that I just felt something little like in my pinky toe. I didn't know what to do. And I said to my husband, I don't know, I feel funny in my pinky toe. And he just opened his mouth and said, is the Holy Spirit speak? And I'm saying, what do you know about the Holy Spirit?
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, so he said, speak. And I know God used him and spoke through him, gave him the utterance. Uh-huh. And right there, I was empowered. I opened my mouth and it was all kinds of unknown languages coming out there. So that's how it all started. Everything changed from that instant.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Oh, that's awesome.
The Holy Spirit, that's the power.
That's the gas in the engine. I mean, that's the game changer, as Tim McDonald would say.
Right.
Now, I'm sure, and even now, probably even more so, that, you know, you come across people, you give them a word, and they're so encouraged, and they're so whatever, and they move, and they go on with the Lord, and they do great things. And then there are the people that I'm sure you just freak them out.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes, I've had many encounters when it comes to that. I remember one time I was in Connecticut with my husband. We had a prophetic summit. And the Lord ministered to, you know, through me to a woman. Mm-hmm. So I think I shared this with you the first time we met, how, you know, it was like I just saw, I was almost done. Mm-hmm. When my husband called me and said, call that lady and pray for her. And so I did call her. And once when she was coming, the Holy Spirit said, look, you know, when I looked, this woman's back had like a spider web, her whole back, big. So I looked at her and I said, what should I do, Lord? I said, begin to pray. Mm-hmm. So I began to pray in the spirit. And I said, woman, I am seeing a spider web at your whole entire back. Mm-hmm. So she fell under the anointing right away. Mm-hmm. So she got up and then later on was saying how for 2 years, you know, doctors just don't know what is going on with her. You know, and something is crawling in her back and they think that maybe there's something wrong with her. And so she thanked God and she was delivered. But everybody at the meeting, you know, many were astonished. Many were like, no, this can be. Mm. You know, this woman is going too far. She's saying things that she's not supposed to know. So what is this? What kind of spirit is this? Mm. So I even had some kind of persecution going on after that because it was like everyone was calling someone, you have to be careful. Now people didn't want to show up. And so I called when my secretary did not show up, and I called and called her, and you know, she never showed up, and I'm like, what's going on? But I remember that a few weeks before I had said something to her, mm-hmm. and it was the truth. So now someone called me and said, well, prophetess, it's not that we don't want to come, we want to come, but what is happening is that you've been saying some stuff that are too real, so the people don't know what you're going to say next, so they decided to stay home.
Wow.
So,
well, what do you remember? What the encouragement was with mm-hmm. the spider web thing?
Well, what it was that it was the work of the enemy. You know, something that absolutely. It was done in the spirit and it manifested, and they just didn't know what to do. So, what I did with her, the Lord asked me to pray for her and anoint her.
Okay,
and you know, she got delivered. Okay, she didn't have that crawling thing at her back anymore. Mm-hmm. So that was the end of it. Mm-hmm. But the only problem was that she and everybody else, even as she's delivered, you know, did not understand what was happening. Mm-hmm. But we thank God that, mm-hmm. you know.
Well, amen. At least yes. she was delivered from that. Because a couple of weeks ago, we had Pastor Ivan Green on the podcast. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about when he was little, mm-hmm. how the enemy attacked him. And he felt like there was this finger mm-hmm. drawing a spider web mm-hmm. on the back of his neck. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's just so interesting that you bring up spider web on her back.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
what's with these spider webs, you know? Yes. But yes. what would you do differently mm-hmm. today mm-hmm. with that woman?
I would encourage her more to read the Word of God and pray.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Because I'm telling you, what is happening also is that people are getting delivered.
Right.
But then the enemy attack more. Mm-hmm. Just mm-hmm. as the Bible say, you know, the spirit goes and search and don't find anywhere and come back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, with more strong spirits.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so once we are delivered, that is where we even have to pray more and get closer to God.
Mm. Right.
Because if you are not careful and if you don't stay under the feet of God, it's sort of like a retaliation spirit mm-hmm. that comes back, and it comes back with force.
Yeah.
And so I would encourage her more, or I'll give her more insight. That's what I should say. I will give her more insight. But what she's been through and what can happen after mm-hmm. she's delivered.
Right. And make sure she's filled with the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Exactly.
Because a house that's full of the Holy Spirit
yes.
can't be invaded by
Amen.
The enemy.
Amen.
Right.
That's
right.
true.
With all due respect, may I make a suggestion?
Yes, of course.
Because I learned this from my buddy Tim. Mm-hmm. He's the director of church leadership training, and he's yes. also in charge of mentorship and discipleship
yes.
for our ministry. He had taught me a real valuable lesson. I believe this was totally from the Lord. I give people words.
Yes.
Chris gives people words.
I've heard you.
Well, amen. You've heard the Lord is what you heard.
Amen, yes.
But sometimes people, they take a word, they receive it with mm-hmm. great joy. Mm-hmm. They're so encouraged.
Yes.
And then nothing happens. And then they're like, oh yeah, Frank gave me word, it didn't happen. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Something I've learned to do is educate the person a little bit on what a word is even all about. Mm-hmm. So I give someone a word, and I try and impart to them that they now have a responsibility with this word. Mm-hmm. To take the word yes. that they received, if they're receiving it even, mm-hmm. but that they do receive, mm-hmm. and speak that word over their life mm-hmm. every day.
My God,
every
that
day.
Is powerful.
Because it's like watering a seed.
It sure
I'm is. Planting a seed in you, and yes. you're gladly receiving it, and now it's up to you to come into agreement with that word, bring it before the feet of the Lord, and start watering it, start speaking it, start saying, Lord, if this is truly from you, Lord, I'm going to speak this word over my life. And what happens is, when you speak that word, it creates opportunities to bring that thing into fruition.
Amen. That's powerful.
That would just be a suggestion I make to any prophet or prophetess that I meet.
Yes.
I want them to have that same revelation and that same opportunity to be able to help assist the word to come to pass in someone's life.
And I agree with you, and I think that. I think it will really help. And he told me 12 years ago and showed me how I was going to reach people through the internet and showed me that even a time is coming where I'll be ministering and through the internet where there'll be like satellite churches or fellowship where people are watching. But at that time, you know, ministry with internet was not like that.
Yeah, right. 2002 wasn't a big time for internet ministry.
It wasn't at all.
Right.
And even as, you know, now, it still takes not just not having knowledge, but someone that God have called and know what it is for a media ministry to be like and how to reach people.
Right.
And so I believe that, you know, it was divine, you know, us being connected.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's one of the reasons why we're having you on the show today. So you can see, because listeners, get this. Prophetess Mason will be having her own podcast soon.
Yes.
Amen.
So buckle up.
Amen.
I have no idea what that's going to be like. I just know it's going to be cool.
Amen.
So
I trust God.
You better pray before you tune into that.
Yes.
She might be talking right to you. That's right. You right there. You.
Yes.
Yeah, behind your desk. You.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, I do think that we should pray for somebody with that spiderweb thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's somebody listening right now that has had that experience
of a
feeling of either being caught in a web or having a feeling of something crawling on them or a feeling like a drawing of a spider web. And it's nothing to be afraid of because Jesus took care of all of that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did.
So don't let the enemy deceive you. It's all lies. It's all smoke and mirrors. It's nothing to be afraid of because the devil is under your feet because Jesus already defeated him. So that's good news. But if you don't know that, then the enemy can tell you a whole bunch of lies.
Well, I'm thinking she has a word for somebody.
All right.
But let's take care of this spiderweb thing once and for all.
Yes.
Because if this is the second time that I know I'm hearing this, I know you listen to Pastor Ivan talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Ivan's listening to it. I know this is just not a coincidence. No such thing as coincidence.
Right. Yes.
So let's pray this spiderweb thing off. Mm-hmm. Let's just curse this thing to the ground.
Yes.
Right.
I believe you have a word for somebody or some bodies out there,
specific
a specific word.
Yes, yes.
And then we can close this thing out with an altar call.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's it. Sound good?
Amen.
Everybody's in agreement?
That sounds very good.
Okay. You had the thought about the spider web, so I want you to curse that thing. I want you to give the word, and then and maybe even the altar call.
I'll jump in if you feel to say something. But
whatever the Holy Spirit wants to do.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus, that you went into the depths of hell.
Mm.
Yes.
You took back the crown. You took the keys to life and death. And we have the victory because of it. We get the benefit from what you did already.
Amen.
We have the victory.
Yes.
So no weapon formed against us shall prosper.
Amen.
No imaginations, no tricks, no deceptions can win against us.
Yes.
So right now, I curse that spirit that would cause that maybe a feeling of being trapped in a web, any kind of spider, fear of spiders, any of that. I curse it in the name of Jesus,
and it
has to bow its knee to the name above all names, which is Jesus. So if I am speaking to you right now, I want you to take hold of that and believe it and stand on it.
Yes,
go into your word, go into your Bible, and see what your promises are, see what your rights are, and see that the devil is defeated, and he's defeated in your life.
Right.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank
in Jesus'
Lord.
Name. That was a powerful prayer. And as you were praying, and I feel in my spirit to even pray more, because some people don't just have something moving as a spider, mm-hmm. but in their entire body, they feel like something is moving around their body.
Okay.
Hallelujah. So even now, in Jesus' precious name, Lord, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for that insight. Yep. And even right now, we pray for anyone that have anything crawling all over their body. Yes. You know, someone that feel like something is crawling under their feet. I can see that person. In the name of Jesus Christ right now, we curse, oh God, that spirit, that demon to the roots. Yes. In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. We cover that leg and the entire feet by the blood in the name of Jesus Christ. And anybody at all that have anything moving around their body right now, in Jesus' mighty name, we cast it to the roots in Jesus' mighty name. We decree total healing over you, and we call it done in Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you,
amen.
Hallelujah.
And amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise you, Lord.
He
now,
is so faithful.
If you are not experiencing victory in your life and don't know the Lord, I can tell you right now, that's number one why you're not experiencing victory in your life, because you don't know the Lord. So I'm going to do this. I'm going to take a shot. I'm going to take a chance. And I'm going to be foolish enough to believe that there's someone listening right now who doesn't know the Lord.
Yes.
The fact that you're even listening to this podcast, the fact that you were either told about the podcast or the Godcast, or you found the Godcast by quote-unquote accident, let me tell you, there's a reason. Yes. And here's the reason. In the book of Romans, it says that all have sinned. Mm. It also says that the wages of sin is death, but eternal life is a free gift. Mm. It also says that when you call on the name of Jesus, that you will be saved.
Amen.
So say this prayer with me right now. You say this prayer with me right now. Say it under your breath. If you're at work, go to the bathroom and say it. Listen to me. Say this with me right now. Father in heaven, I accept the work that Jesus did on the cross for my life. Jesus, come into my heart right now. I accept you as Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. If you said that prayer, which I know you did, you are now saved. When it comes time for you to leave this planet, when you're fully satisfied, you are going straight, nonstop, express lane to heaven. You close your eyes here, you open them, boom, you're in the presence of God.
Amen.
You are in the presence of the Almighty Living God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. I know someone said that. I know someone got delivered. I know someone got delivered from those freaking spider webs.
And if you did, and if this is you, please let us know. Send us an email. We'd love to rejoice with you.
Yes.
And love to hear the praise reports and give God the glory for everything that he's done.
And when will they hear that we got their message?
When we do the Godcast Q&A.
The monthly Godcast Q&A. Audrey, you would like that. Oh, I think we're going to have to bring you back for that, because the first Sunday of every month, we answer questions and we read emails from listeners.
Oh, wonderful.
And I have a feeling there's going to be a lot about you.
Yes.
So we may ask you some questions and have you answer them for the listeners that write in with the questions and stuff.
Yes.
And that's so cool.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When the previous guests answer questions and things and talk to the listeners themselves, that's a huge encouragement for people.
That would be great, but I just want to jump in before, if I'm breaking protocol.
That's what happens with prophets. They never shut up.
Hallelujah. You know, I was coming and this scripture came to me.
What is that?
You know, Hebrews, I believe Hebrews, is it 13:8? You know, but Bible said that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Right.
Glory
Amen.
Be to God.
Amen.
I just want to encourage somebody today, because God has a word for someone today.
Oh, amen.
Hallelujah.
Let it rip.
He said he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So in other words, he doesn't change.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. He's the same God that promised Abraham, and after 25 years, still delivered on that promise and did not fail. Glory. And I want somebody to know, maybe you are waiting on the Lord to watch over his word to perform. He does not fail. He will not leave you nor forsake you.
Amen.
If he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, then what you have to understand is what kind of times that you are living in right now. Because if you don't understand the times that you are in right now, you will not understand where God is taking you. Mm-hmm. What the Lord is saying is that He is with you. He has not forgotten you. And I see God turning things around to His glory in the name of Jesus Christ. So meditate on this word. Jesus said He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's still performing miracles. Woo! Yes, doctors gave you bad news, but I see you having a good report in the name of Amen. Jesus Christ. Yes. Yes, that business is slow, but I see a turnover, my God. Oh. A big order coming in, getting other people connected Hallelujah. To you in Jesus' name. Yes, that ministry looks as if it's stagnant. It's not moving anywhere. It's a time of preparation because God is about to take you to another level. And until you are prepared mm-hmm. enough to stand, because if you are even exposed prematurely, that also can kill you. And so what you're going through right now is not that God has forgotten you. He said, I am the same, daughter, son. I am the same. Just call on me in times of trouble and I shall deliver you. Hallelujah. So this is the word of God for you today. You are coming out because your God have spoken and the word will not go back to him void. The Lord bless you wherever you are. And I pray every spirit or any demon that ministers to your mind and tell you otherwise. We stand in the blood in agreement and we come against it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we decree total freedom over you right now. Mm-hmm. In Jesus' precious name, the Lord bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now the Lord just said, he said to me, just while you were saying, he said, I have two questions. This is the Lord saying, I have two questions for her, meaning you.
Hallelujah.
Prophetess, number one, that bad report, that you see the doctor giving good, giving her a good report.
Yes.
What is she suffering with? Say it.
Oh, hallelujah. Suffering from the back. The back.
Okay.
I see the back pain. Going to the shoulder. Hallelujah.
Lord, there's more for you.
Glory.
The second question is, what business is it that's slow? What's the type of business? Go.
The business that I'm seeing is, I see a lot of like, is it hardware to call it? You know, because I'm seeing like nails and all these things in a place. Hallelujah. Is it hardware or whatever they call it? Serpentine.
Carpentry.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Very
Glory
good.
Be Amen. To God.
That's awesome.
All right.
Awesome.
You heard it. You heard it. Take it. Take
Hallelujah.
It. Take it and water yes, that seed.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. And really, what a great example Jesus. They have in carpentry. I mean, my goodness gracious.
Yes. Yes.
And Jesus was a carpenter.
Yes. Right.
For those of you who don't know.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, listen. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to wrap this up. I want to explain again. It's KAPIM.today. And that stands for the Kingdom Apostolic Prophetic International Ministry with Prophetess Audrey Mason.
Woo,
and she is coming soon to a assembly hall near you, I'm sure. So just remember this.
Or a computer.
Or a computer. Or even Stitcher Radio in your car. There's
That's
so many
right.
things. So just remember this. Until next week, we love you. God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. Stay blessed.
Woo!
Good stuff, man.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast from the History with God Ministries. This teaching is a powerful ministry tool that you can use to experience the power of God in your life. Thank you again for listening and for helping us reach the world with the love of Jesus. Sign up for your free daily devotion today at ahistorywithgod.com and click on contact. Type in your name and email address and you'll be all set. A History with God Ministries. Seeing, hearing, remembering. Until next time, remember, we love you, God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. Stay blessed.